Proctor Young Family, the true-to-life story of your friends, the Young. Presented by Procter & Gamble, makers of the soap for beautiful women. You may win that grand prize of $1,000 in cash in the sensational Camay contest, which closes Saturday midnight. Think what you could buy and do with that much money.
Or you may win one of 20 crisp $100 bills, enough money to buy a fall wardrobe.
Or you may win one of 200 handsome Alexander Smith rugs in the size and color you want.
Yes, right now, you've got as good a chance as anyone else in the United States or Hawaii to win one of 221 prizes in the marvelous contest which closes forever Saturday night, September 10th.
And here's all you do to try for one of these prizes. Complete this sentence in 25 words or less. I believe Camay is best for complexion and bath because. And mail with 3 Camay wrappers or facsimiles to Camay, C-A-M-A-Y, Camay, Cincinnati, Ohio. That's what you do to enter. You can get printed rules from your Camay dealer. It shouldn't take you more than 5 or 10 minutes to write your entry. You might say something like this. I believe Camay is best for complexion and bath because of its pure, creamy white color and lovely perfume. But you can do better than that. Your entry will be judged solely on a basis of clearness, sincerity, and originality. So try for one of these 221 prizes today. You want one of those 200 lovely Alexander Smith floor plan rugs, or one of the 20 $100 bills, or that grand prize of $1,000 in cash that must be given away in the big, generous contest which closes Saturday night. Get busy. Win your share of these 221 prizes, for there's hardly any time left. This amazing contest closes at midnight, Saturday night. After that, your chance at these prizes will be gone forever. So be sure your entry is postmarked no later than midnight, Saturday, September 10th. Mail it today. Pete Nickerson, political boss of Elmwood, who tried to keep Mr. Young from being elected mayor, has entered the picture again. He called on Mr. Young the other evening, you remember, and asked him to help young Frank Hastings to get the job as architect for the new school building. Mr. Young not only refused, he also said that if he could help it, neither Hastings nor any other friend of Nickerson would ever have anything to do with a public building in Elmwood. Peggy Young was entirely ignorant of all this when she went to the door early this morning and admitted Frank Hastings himself. They talked, and Hastings asked if he could drive her to school. As we join the Youngs now, the two are in the car. Frank Hastings says,
"How about it?"
"How about what?"
"How about sort of omitting school today?"
"Oh, I can't, not really. I was tempted to for a minute, but I really can't, Frank."
"Can't I tempt you to for an hour?"
"An hour?"
"Would it make such a lot of difference if you were late today?"
"No, I suppose not."
"After all, I won't get going much this first day."
"But I shouldn't."
"Yes, you should, too."
"Why?"
"Because, well, let's see. Well, because I'm a stranger."
"I thought I hadn't seen you around before."
"You haven't, for a fact. I used to be here when I was a kid. And then I went away to school and to camp and later to college. And I find I don't know anybody here now."
"You mean you lived in Elmwood when you were a boy?"
"Yes. But I was born on the wrong side of the railroad track."
"The wrong side? You mean in Hayground?"
"Yes, in Hayground. I bet you never knew another fella from Hayground."
"Oh, yes, sure. I've known a few."
"But you haven't gone around with them."
"Well, you see, they have different friends."
"I'll say they have. Friends from around Railroad Street and Factory Street and Harvey Street."
"Does your family live there now?"
"Yes, they do. Think you'd like to meet them?"
"Why, of course. I'd be delighted to."
"Well, you're a good sport, all right, Miss Young. My hat's off to you."
"Why are you so bitter?"
"I'm not bitter. At least, I don't mean to be bitter. I guess it's burned into me, though, feeling I wasn't as good as other folks."
"Of course you were as good as other folks. Whatever made you think you weren't?"
"Oh, you think all sorts of things when you're growing up."
"Yes, I know you do."
"You know. You, the mayor's daughter. You don't know anything about what it feels like to be... well, to be left out of things other boys your age are doing. To see fellas like your brother, skimming around in automobiles and beating it off in football games, skating on the lake in winter."
"Didn't you skate in winter?"
"Sure, when I could bum a pair of skates."
"Oh, I'm sorry."
"You don't have to be sorry for me."
"Well, I didn't mean that."
"I know you didn't. I'm behaving like somebody from Hayground, that's all."
"You've been awfully hurt, haven't you?"
"I ought to be. I've got no business appealing to your sympathy like this. You know, you're swell to go riding with me. And it's something to remember as long as I live that Peggy Young, the prettiest girl in Elmwood, went riding with me."
"Oh, how nice of you to say that."
"It's easy to say, because it's true. Don't you know you are?"
"Of course I don't."
"I watched you grow up. I used to come to your house.
Oh, no. I'd have remembered you if you had.
Remembered me? That's a hot one, that is. I used to come with your laundry. Mrs. Martino did your washing. And when I could get Joe to let me bring the laundry back on Friday afternoon, I'd come and leave it on the kitchen table. And sometimes I'd see you.
Oh, I wish you'd stop and talk to me.
No, you don't.
Frank, I think maybe I ought to be getting to school now.
No, I've made you sore. Please don't get sore.
I'm not a bit sore. Only I really ought to be there, Frank.
Give me just a little more time.
You said you went away to school?
I did. There was a big shot out our way who took a shine to me. Pete Nickerson.
Oh.
You know him, don't you?
Yes, I know him.
Well, I worship the ground he walks on. If it wasn't for Pete Nickerson, I'd still be hanging around hay ground.
You mean he had something to do?
I mean that out of his own pocket, he paid to send me to school, and to camp, and to college. And if I ever amount to anything in this cockeyed world, and take it from me, I'm going to. It's all due to Pete Nickerson.
Well, how did he happen to do all this for you?
Well, he and my father were friends.
And now you're an architect.
A brand new one. But I've got to prove myself, yes.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
Thanks, Miss Young. Say that again, will you?
Why do you care what I say?
Because... Oh, well, skip it.
But I don't want to skip it.
Because, well, you may as well have one more scalp to dangle at your waist.
Oh, you can't mean that.
Sure I mean it. I've always wanted to belong to your set, Miss Young.
My set? Oh, you talk as if I lived on the lake or on Club Lane.
Your family is just about topped with me.
Well, suppose you forget about family. We're ourselves, and our families don't matter.
Yeah, that's what you think.
But why should they?
Wait till you see mine. My old man, I mean my father, is liable to come to dinner in his undershirt and suspenders and put his feet up on the table.
Well, what of it?
Why, he doesn't even speak English the way we do.
I'm afraid you're a snob, Frank.
No, I'm not. I'm just ashamed, that's all. I know it's foolish to be, but all my life, I've been ashamed of where I lived and of my family and my upbringing. It's only a sort of defense mechanism that makes me talk about them at all. I can't leave them alone. They keep following me around, showing me up, saying... You can't ever be anything in this town, Frank Hastings, with all of us to mock you.
Well, why don't you go away from Elmwood if you feel that way?
I don't know why I don't. Maybe they won't let me. Maybe in spite of everything, I like it here and I like them. Maybe I want to prove to myself that a small town boy can make good right in a small town.
Of course you'll make good, Frank. Only stop thinking about yourself all the time.
That's the way to talk to me. Give me some more home truths like that, will you?
I wish you could talk to my father. He'd help you a lot more than I ever could.
Nobody's ever helped me more than you have. You've made me feel almost as though, well, as though I belonged.
Look, Frank, you've got to drive me to school now. It's not because I don't want to stay here and talk to you. I do. I'd love to. I've got lots of more things to say. But I've got to be there part of the day anyway. So do you mind driving me over there now, please?
Okay.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Only you're sick and tired of me already.
Dear, what am I going to do with you?
Don't worry about me. I'm not worth worrying about.
Will you come and see me and my father some evening soon?
He wouldn't want me to be calling on you.
Well, you won't be calling on me. You'll be calling on him.
Pete Nickerson says your father can do a lot towards getting me the schoolhouse to do.
Well, I'll do all I can to make him.
Will you? Oh, but I haven't got any right to ask you to do a thing like that.
You just leave it to me.
If I could make the plans for that school, just to have something to point to that I'd done, I think I'd be on my way.
It means a lot to you, doesn't it?
It means everything.
Well, here's the schoolhouse, Frank. I mean, high school.
Do you have to go right now?
I'm afraid I do.
Well, thank you for being kinder to me than anybody else has ever been.
Even Pete Nickerson?
Even if I never see you again, I'll remember today as long as I live.
Oh, but you are going to see me again. When can you come over?
I don't know. I've just been thinking. If I can't get this commission on my own, I don't think I want it.
Oh, don't be an idiot, Frank. If father can help, he will.
No, no, I don't want you to ask him to after all.
Why not?
I've got to get this on my own merit.
All right, but talking about you won't do any harm.
Thank you for everything.
Can't you come over tonight?
No.
Tomorrow night?
No, I'm not coming to see him. Or, and this is a whole lot harder, to see you either.
Oh, but you've got to, Frank. You've got to. Don't you see, I can help you get over this silly, childish point of view just by talking about it, by airing it. Just getting somebody else's reaction to it will clear the atmosphere.
Thank you for everything.
I'll be terribly awfully hurt if you don't come over tomorrow night.
No, but thanks just the same. Just put me down as a poor fish.
Frank, wait!
Frank Hastings.
If a poor boy who had managed to get an education and make something of himself spoke to you as did to Peggy, what would be your reaction? Does he have a terrible inferiority feeling? Or is he trying to put something over on Peggy? If he is, in truth, a tool of Pete Nickerson, he certainly has Peggy Young fooled. What will Mr. Young say when Peggy asks him to do what he can for Frank? Don't miss tomorrow's development. You want to win $1,000 in cash? Of course you do. Well, that's only one of the 221 marvelous prizes to be awarded in the sensational CAMA contest, which closes at midnight Saturday, September 10th. Besides the grand prize of $1,000, there are 20 second prizes to be awarded this week. 20 crisp $100 bills. Think of the new dresses, new hats, new shoes you could buy with $100. Well, here are the names of five lucky women who won $100 each in the first great CAMA contest. Congratulations to Mrs. J. M. Fraser, Route 5, Box 231, Birmingham, Alabama. Mrs. G. O. Leonard, 17330 Wildermere Avenue, Detroit, Michigan. Miss Dorothy Cartwright, 783 North Catalina Avenue, Pasadena, California. Mrs. B. T. Boylan, Jr., Box 85, Armour, South Dakota. And Mrs. Ben Collard, Jr., 1305 Virginia Place, Fort Worth, Texas. But say, besides that $1,000 and those $2,000 bills, there are 200 other prizes that must be awarded this week. 200 handsome Alexander Smith floor plan rugs in your choice of 12 colors and 13 sizes, up to 9 by 13 and a half. Once again, 200 Alexander Smith floor plan rugs, 20 crisp $100 bills, and $1,000 in cash. You want to win one of these 221 prizes? Well, you can't afford to waste any time. Enter the sensational CAMA contest today. Remember, it closes forever Saturday at midnight. Get 3 cakes of CAMA this very afternoon. Then, simply finish this sentence in 25 words or less. I believe CAMA is best for complexion and bath because. Mail before midnight Saturday with 3 CAMA wrappers or facsimiles and your name and address to CAMA, C-A-M-A-Y, CAMA, Cincinnati, Ohio. That's all there is to it. And yet, telling us briefly why you like CAMA may win you $1,000 in cash. One of 20 crisp $100 bills, or one of 200 Alexander Smith floor plan rugs. Win one of these 221 wonderful prizes. Just remember, this sensational contest closes at midnight Saturday. So be sure your entry is postmarked no later than midnight Saturday night, September 10th. In fact, get an entry off today. What will Mr. Young say when he learns that Peggy knows Frank Hastings? Will he decide Pete Nickerson's hand is in this, too? Be sure to listen tomorrow.